Hey, everyone, and welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. If you're new to the show, let me clue you in on what we're like. The 8-Bit Geek is sort of like the Nintendo Switch of the podcast world. It's fun, scratches that itch a little bit, but compared to everything else, it's severely lacking in visual quality and performance. My name is Jeremy, and with me today are two men whose wives say the same thing about them.
Wow. I didn't realize my wife had been polled for this.
Polled.
Okay. I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
That motherfucker's Kevin, piece of shit.
Hi, everybody.
Oh. There's one dog breed I'm trying to find. Oh, did we say what we're doing?
Yeah, not yet.
No, my bad. Hey, this week we're doing our top five dog breeds.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find, there's this one dog breed I absolutely adore. I think they're absolutely gorgeous dogs. I don't know what the fuck they're called.
Okay, so if you type in,
trying to Google.
If you Google just dog breeds, it has a visual list of every dog breed.
What do you think I'm doing?
I don't know. I'm trying to be helpful.
Okay. Let's take out that and just dog breeds. Let's see. Oh, that's so many dogs.
But did you find it, though?
No, of course not. I see there's someone near where I work, and I almost every morning I see them out there walking these dogs, and every morning I'm just like, that's the fucking most elegant goddamn dog. Like, it just carries itself in like a royal manner. Like, it's just but I don't know what they're called.
I don't either. So yeah, we'll leave you to last.
Yeah.
Kev, we'll start with you. What's your number five favorite dog breed of all time? And this, just remember that this top five is cemented in history.
Oh, okay. Well, with that pressure, my number five is a Labrador. I love the Labrador breeds. They're just big, they're friendly, and they're just cuddly as fuck.
I am pulling up the dog breed visual aid, so that way some of these I'm sure I'm not gonna know. So I'm gonna have to look it up and
like, you know, like a chocolate lab or a black lab.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Labrador. Okay, I get it now. Yeah, yeah.
Did you not know what a lab was? But no, it's just a lab. It's just a dog.
I know, but normally I was thrown because, like, usually it says like a black lab or something, and like hearing the full Labrador threw Labrador. Me for a loop. Yeah.
A Labrador retriever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Golden lab. Yeah.
I'll go second, so that way Doug still has more time.
I'm not going to find it, and so I just put another dog on the list instead. Okay.
My number five is going to be a golden retriever. And specifically because of the fact that that was my first dog that I ever owned when I was a child. We all know the story about Railroad.
I don't think so.
I've what? What?
What?
We all remember Railroad.
I've told this story on the podcast.
Have you?
Yes.
I have never, ever, ever heard you refer to a railroad dog ever.
Okay, my first dog ever when I was a kid, I've had him my entire life up until I turned like 11 or 12. His name was Railroad. He was a golden retriever. That was my dog. I rode him as a baby. My mother put me on his back for some reason, and I rode him around the house. It was a fun time. And Mr. Railroad had a knack for getting out and running around the streets. Well, some of the neighbors did not particularly like Railroad. And one day, Railroad got out for the last time. And I guess somebody called the pound again and stuff. And so essentially, I don't know what transpired. My mother, I never talked to my mom about it, but all I remember is my mom putting him in the back seat of the car and saying that Railroad had to go to sleep. and he was going to go night-night. And I saw a railroad looking back in the window at me as he drove off. And that was the end of railroad.
Well, happy Monday, everybody.
It's Tuesday.
I know, but I'm still...
Yeah, so that's my number five. Duck?
I forgot Cav already went. I was like, oh, no. My number five is the ever cute with his little booty, the Welsh Corgi. It's the little Welsh Corgis. They're little booties. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. We've all seen them. Those dogs got dump trucks. And I had a Welsh Corgi growing up. It was my first dog that I think my parents got maybe right before I was born, like 4 months before I was born. So me and that dog grew up together. His name was Barkley was the dog on Sesame Street, but Berkeley. And he was just this little Welsh Corgi. And he was an outside dog, which is kind of unfortunate because those dogs don't need to be outside. They're meant to be like indoor dogs. But so he's lived for 10 years. A good dog. He's a good dog. Just a dog, you know. But they're so cute. And so I love seeing them. And you know, when they show up, like, especially like on TikToks and stuff, when people, it's a guy on TikTok who, like, all of his videos is him and his Welsh Corgi in a backpack on his back. And so his Welsh Corgi is always just like right here around his shoulder. And the dog's always just like super fucking chill. Yeah.
All right. Kev, what's your number four?
My number four is a boxer. I like the boxers, they're very playful. Energetic when, you know, they can be, that's the downside to them. They're very energetic, but they're the sweetest and they love to play and they love to run. And yeah, boxers are the sweetest. And they got like the cutest face. And they're always like, just, you always like see, you can always kind of tell when a dog smiles, and like boxers are always real easy to tell with that.
Very nice.
I like boxers.
I like briefs.
I finally found the dog I was looking for. I just found it. Finally.
Oh?
Yeah.
I was expecting you to say it, but then I was like, oh, yeah, we're on the top.
No, it's not going to be on my list because I've already made my list. The Airedale Terrier, I think, is what it is. These pictures, I can't tell. At least it looks like that. But this one, these don't look tall enough. Airedale Terrier. Airedale. I don't even know if that's it. It looks too small, but they look like this, but they're bigger, but they just have that sort of coat. And they just look, again, they just look the way they hold themselves.
Okay.
Very majestic looking, but that may not be it.
You think of a Yorkshire Terrier too?
Yorkie. No.
Oh, okay.
No, I know what a fucking Yorkie is. A Lakeland Terrier. Maybe.
My name is not Jer. I know my dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so listen, I am going to just say it now. The rest of my top five are, I've noticed a trend that I really love ugly dogs. So my number four is going to be a Basset Hound.
Aww.
I love one of my best friends has a Basset Hound. And he's just the most lovable little doggy, and the ugliest little face, and the droopy face, and the droopy ears. I just love it. So, I like. If I could own a doggy dog, I would. He would be in my top four. Hence, why he's number four. Doug, number four.
My number four is the Siberian Husky. Mm. Those motherfuckers are so funny. Again, they talk back at you. Those dogs can almost talk. Like, you see the videos of them, of a dog talking or whatever, it is most likely a Siberian Husky, because those motherfuckers will emote with their voices, and it's so fucking funny. So I don't know, and they're pretty, pretty dogs.
All right, Kev, number three.
Number three is my first dog, and that is a beagle. I love them. They're the sweetest little doggies. We got a beagle terrier, Reggie, He's getting up there in age, but he's my first dog that I've ever had. We got him when he was four, so we've had him for the last 7 years, and he's been a good boy. Yeah, I love him. It's basically a walking nose, but they're super adorable. Like, he's a great cuddler. He's a good friend. And yeah, man, I love beagles. They're just cool. Like, I love their spots, like their colors, and just like the big velvety ears are just, that's the chef's kiss of everything.
Let's see. My number three is going to be a Dachshund. Is that how you pronounce it?
Dachshund.
What?
Oh, not Dachshund.
Dachshund. No.
A wiener dog. Yep.
Why would that be a Dachshund? Oh, I guess I could see it. Okay.
Dachshund.
Dachshund. Yeah, wiener dog. They just look like dumb fun dogs. I've never owned one, but I see one walking around the neighborhood here all the time, and I'm just like, I want that fucking dog.
So, his own.
Yeah, they're just cute. They got the little legs. I'm pretty sure their lifespan is 12 to 16 years, which is crazy to me because I feel like they would have some leg issues with those little stumpy little things they got going on. But there you go.
If they have any issues, it'd probably be like intestinal. Because of their way, the way their body is made. But dude, 16 years, small dogs live for fucking ever. It's like getting a cat. Like, it's been 14 years, but just give like up. It's time to call the ghost, my dude. Dude, my in-laws have a dog who it's my wife's mom and her husband, who she married a couple of years ago. So this isn't like a dog that Kay's been around her whole life, but like they don't know how old she is. They asked me, she was five when they got her. Let's say when her husband got her. And he's had her for 15 years. The dog is at least 20 fucking years old.
Really?
And it's this little tiny like chihuahua. It's just like, her name's Tiny, and it's like Tiny. It's like in diapers. She's like half blind. Like, she's 20 fucking years old. It's like, Tiny, it is time to go. You have spent enough time here on this planet. Like, you are good, bud.
Let it go.
Let it go, man.
Kev, what's your number two?
My number two are the most lovable of them all, the littlest and the ugliest of them all.
There you go. What the fuck? Fuck you. I didn't do my number three.
Oh, wait, you didn't?
No, because it went to you, and then we were commenting on the dog scent, on the small dogs. Oh, and then
I thought you were talking. Man, I really thought you were leading into your number three.
My bad, too.
Holy crap. Sorry, okay, Doug. Sorry. Go ahead. Number three, Doug.
My number three is the Scottish Deerhound.
What is that?
Oh, fuck.
Come on. You're just making up names now.
It's very similar to the Irish Wolfhound, but they're like, they have a skinnier nose and stuff. Trust me, they look way different.
Okay.
They don't look way different.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I think it's important to say that this is not a dog. This is
this is a horse.
This is something that you would see in the woods and think it's Bigfoot.
Yeah. Or a werewolf.
Yeah, man.
Or a dire wolf or something. Like, you're like, oh my god, that thing is huge. Nah, I love them, man. The shaggy hair big boys, you know, my type of dog.
It's like, I see myself in that dog.
I see myself in that dog. I love them. We'll get into it later. We'll talk.
Okay. We'll
get there. Just go. Okay. That's my number three. Kev, your stupid number two.
Yeah. Definitely not a Scottish Deerhound, American pug.
Yeah, the complete opposite direction. The small.
Yeah.
Hey, Kev, I got some news. Mm. Pug is also my number two.
Hell yeah. Get some Milo and Otis
action. Pug life.
Pug life. Dude, pugs are awesome. Mm-hmm. I've got a coworker that has a couple pugs, and yeah, they're rad as fuck. They're always hyperactive, and they're always just funny, and they just give you little cute little sneezes because their faces are smashed. They've got tons of health problems, but man, aren't they cute?
Yeah, hey, cuteness over health, okay?
Yeah, sometimes their eyeballs will just pop out of their sockets. you know.
No, for real?
For real, for real.
Yeah, they will.
No, for real, for real.
So excited. You ever see their eyes? They're always so bulging.
No, no, for real, for real.
No, 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 no.
It's like, and it's no longer my number two.
Nope. Oh, we are going to have to move you out. Yikes. All right, Doug?
My number two is a German wired hair pointer.
I don't
know. Yeah, you Google it.
German wired hair pointer. Boy, you love these straggly hair dogs, don't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
man. Okay, yeah, I see it. It's cool. It's a very, oh my God, it looks like a muscular J.K. Simmons.
What? I literally started typing in. I meant to type in like German wire. I started typing muscular. The first thing was like pit bull, like muscular pit bull.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you, the first photos that came up, it just looks like this. All I could think about is the built J.K. Simmons photo.
Of him when at the gym. Jim Gordon. G-Y-M.
Yeah. Because he's got the beard thing going on and everything.
Yeah. There's a dog with like a kind of like a goat, like a goatee beard thing situation. Mm-hmm. And I like the coloring on them, the kind of the gray, the white and gray, like, and then like the brown head. It's so fucking weird. But I don't know. I think they're pretty dogs. And the short hair pointer is also very pretty. Their coat is really interesting looking because it's very similar to this. Mm-hmm. Like the coloring's like exactly the same, but they look like more spotted. Because of the short hair instead of it being a long and stuff. When I say long, it's not long. It's just, it's scraggly, like you said. But apparently they're like really good dogs. And if I ever get another dog, this is probably what I'll get.
Yeah. It's pretty cool though. I like them.
Yeah.
I like them. Okay. Kev, we've reached the top, the tippy top. The tippy tippy top. Anyways, what's your number one?
Absolute favorite is the Great Pyrenees. And it's because they're big, they're cuddly, they're like a big old friendly bear. The Great Pyrenees, I've got two of them. One of the oldest breeds coming from France. And yeah, they're usually big and white and they're just fluffy as fuck. They can get big. Like I said, we've got Ox and he's about 3 years old and he's about 110 pounds. Ellen is part Pyrenees and part Husky and she is about 80 pounds. Like they big. So
I would like to point out that these dogs are also the biggest asshole dogs that you can own.
They can be.
Yeah. They have torn Kevin's fucking house apart.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So,
but I love them. They're good cuddlers, at least.
Let's see here. My number one is just gonna be the bulldog.
Thanks.
The bulldog. Yeah, I love their once again. Very ugly dogs. Their faces are so cute to me, though. Although they do have significant health problems, and it's probably a breed that should have never been. You know, people like to. It's real weird with dogs. Like we don't like to like we don't experiment and stuff like that, and like do weird. No one likes weird DNA stuff, but damn, we love crossbreeding dogs, don't we? We just love to experiment and be like, well, what will this happen? What will happen here? And, the bulldog, I think is a real cool dog. They're just chill. So I like them. Dick.
My number one is the dog that I own. Sort of. I mean, he's a mutt, but he definitely has it in his DNA. And that's the Irish Wolfhound. I love him. I love him to death. When I was going to say, the reason why I prefer them over the deer hound is The deerhound has almost like a greyhound face, so it's a real pointed snout. I don't care for that in dogs. And the wolfhound just kind of looks like a normal, like a, you know, a normally proportioned dog head, except that, you know, in the case of like Pilot and wolfhounds, they're the size of a fucking horse. Mm-hmm. Well, Pilot's not, but I mean, they're just big old dogs. And playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and I'm in the Ireland DLC, and I had to fight one, and I was like apologizing to Pilot while I was doing it. I was like, I'm so sorry. No, it's a wolfhound. Don't look.
He knew.
Yeah, and I would say, like, while they are big in the game, they're not as big as they as wolfhounds actually, because it would be a horse. You'd be fighting a horse. It's a dog.
That'd be fun though.
No, they're super chill dogs, like IRL. Like I'm sure, you know, they were bred to like fight off wolves and stuff. Like, so like they have the potential to be dangerous, but like they're so goddamn chill. They're no joke, one of the laziest dog breeds. They're just like, yeah, I just want to lay around. And I get that. Like, I feel that on a spiritual level. I think that's why I've really bonded with this dog, because it's just like, you just want to lay around. Dude, me too, bud. Me too.
I will say I love me some Pilot. He is a fantastic dog, and I love him because every time I come over, he just wants to sit in your lap.
Yeah.
His big old boy.
And that's true of like wolfhounds. Like, you're like, bud, like, you know, again, full size ones. You're like, oh, dude, you are 150 pounds of just dog, like lean dog, but like big dog. Like, you are as tall as me.
You are too big. You're
trying to sit in my lap. Yeah. Like, bud, this is impossible. The problem with the purebreds is that because of their size, they have a lot of health issues. So they typically only live to be 6 to 10 years old because of, again, just their fucking giant size. They're so big. I'm looking at pictures. Like, that one is on his hind legs with his paws on the owner's shoulder, and his head is above the dude's head. Like, he's so fucking big. That's what we got, like, with Pilot, is that he is a mutt of some sort, so he's like this, a little bit bigger than a lab, but he weighs like 50-60 pounds, so he's not, you know, and he's 9. We got him October 30th, 2012, so, and he was about 5 months old when we got him. Yeah, that showed up on my timeline the other day, and I was like, oh, no, puppy, look how tiny you were. I'm like, so.
Well, awesome. That concludes our top five. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I'm sure that there'll be a lot of discussion about dog breeds in chat in a couple days. So until tomorrow with What's Up Wednesday, I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
Kevin.